Oh. Just take some deep breaths and let your body relax. Get into a comfortable position where you can actually enjoy these few minutes that we're going to meditate. It's very hard to enjoy contemplating when you can't relax your body. You have to be able to just be very comfortable. Feel your body relaxing. And just give a lot of space for a moment now to your mind, letting your mind wander and just be your mind. Let your mind just be the mind. And you can be kind of the inner friend, the observing witness. Feel your eyes relax, your ears, your brain, all of your muscles. As you just let your body continue to relax in your mind without putting any type of restriction or pressure on it to be in any particular way. The only thing that the only way you're affecting your body and mind is letting it relax. So giving it the freedom to relax, the freedom to let go. That's one thing you want to do. And the other is to just let it be without any type of concern or worry. And even now, when I'm going to be asking you to focus on your own presence, don't worry about any intervening thoughts or what other parts of your mind may be doing. It doesn't need to contradict or be in opposition to what I'm asking you to do. Just see if you can shift your focus a little bit to your own presence. By that I mean just the conscious being, kind of the innermost self that you are. Thoughts are floating through the mind, but there's someone there who's aware of those thoughts, so that's someone I want you to focus on. Not the thoughts themselves, allow the thoughts to be, just focus on the me. The one for whom the thoughts are. And you can be aware of the body also. But I want you to focus on you, the one who's aware of the body. If I'm aware of my body right now, I'm aware of my arms, the shape of the body, my mind lands on different areas of the body, just naturally if I'm thinking of my body. But as that's going on, bring your focus back to yourself, to this me, the one who has a body, the one who is aware of the body. Just me, the conscious being, the person. Not what the person is aware of. Just me, this conscious being that I am. Just keep bringing your mind back to notice me, this awareness. To notice me, the awareness, the awareful being. Continuing to relax the body, allowing whatever thoughts are there to be there, even external perceptions. Don't struggle with them, just keep bringing your mind back gently without any stress, just to notice your own presence. The one because of whom all of these experiences are known. Give yourself a moment, some time, just to get familiar with your own presence, with you. If your mind is getting confused or worried about trying to be aware of your own presence, with every single thought, including the worried thoughts, you are present to those thoughts. You are there as the one aware of the concern, the one aware of the doubt. To allow all of those thoughts to be there, and just notice that you are there present, and part of each one of those thoughts. Part of, in the sense that I am the subject of those thoughts, I am the self, the one who's aware of the thought. So even in the stressful thoughts, just allow them to come home. Just bring them home to my simple awareness. This very simple awareness that is me. Sometimes it's helpful to use your breath to breathe in and out of your own awareness, as though breathing into yourself and exhaling from yourself. Breathing into awareness and exhaling from awareness. Breathing into awareness and exhaling from awareness. Just try that a little bit if you feel to. If you find your mind would like some attention, you can ask it, is there anything it wants to tell you? Do the same with the little ones inside, is there anything anybody wants to tell you? Just take some time now to take care of those things if necessary. As you do whatever work you're doing with the mind, it's almost as though between thoughts, if you want to talk about it like that, between and during thoughts, you can notice your own presence, which is not disturbed at all by whatever work you're doing or whatever thoughts are passing through. As you're talking to the little children inside, if you're doing that. Between the thoughts, your mind can land home. Continue to relax, take care of the mind, whatever way it means, take care of the body, relaxing it in whatever way it needs. And see if simultaneously you recognize your being, which is ever-present, is really the self of all of those thoughts. So if you think of the clay pot, imagine the clay being awareness, your being. And the pot form being the vritti, the thought. There's no way the vritti can cover you. You are its very self. And forms of the vrittis go on changing. You don't change at all. You're not touched by them in any way. They depend upon you for their being, like the pot depends on the clay. constant presence without any change at all. Forget about Brahman or Atma or anything for the moment. Just forget about all that. And just ask yourself, as I'm sitting here, what am I like? Just my being. Just me. This me that I've always known to be me. My own presence. This me that has a body, and mind, and thoughts. Your name. It's a very personal me. So kind of relax into your own presence like this. And see if you can change that presence, that me. See if you can change it. Make it something else, make it different, make it go away, even. You can change thoughts and perceptions. Any perception of the body you can change with another perception. Any thought modification you can change with another thought modification. Can't change you. That you that is Brahman, that is Atma. That is Atma, which is Brahman. It's nothing else, nothing more, nothing less.